As far as conventional wisdom, there have been emerald ash borers found in Nebraska, about 100 miles from the state. At the current rate, how long could it be before South Dakota has the problem?
About an hour and a half. And I say that because the infestation that's been found in Nebraska is around the Omaha area. And, of course, since the initial find, they found a few others, but still within the general vicinity. The beetle doesn't travel necessarily just on its own. Its transport between communities is via trucks and cars through firewood. So when I say an hour and a half, that's about how long it's going to take to drive 100 miles from the infestation Nebraska to the South Dakota border.
Now, taking a look at what will happen when it gets here, what is going to be the first sign that we have a problem?
Well, the first sign that we have emerald ash borer in our state, and again, we have not detected it in South Dakota yet, and we are actively looking for it, would be a cluster of ash trees, green ash or white ash or black ash trees, not mountain ash, that are exhibiting signs of dieback. Now, that's fairly common in South Dakota. But the additional thing is tremendous amount of woodpecker damage, because woodpeckers love emerald ash borer. So that's usually the key we ask people to look for. And then if they do find small D-shaped holes, about an eighth of an inch, but D-shaped on those trees, we certainly want to know about it, because those are very good signs, symptoms and signs, that emerald ash borer may be in those trees.
Now, you're saying that people really don't have a treatment and shouldn't attempt one right now before the beetle gets here?
That's correct. You know, the standard protocol is that treatments are not initiated until the insect is detected within 15 miles of your tree or the adjacent county. Some have even advocated in other states going closer, in other words, waiting 5 or 4 miles. And the reason for that is once the beetle's found in a community, then its movement is actually mostly on its own flying. And it's not the greatest flyer in the world. So the spread within a community can actually go fairly slowly. It can take a couple of years. So there's always time. The problem with going out and injecting your trees now or putting pesticides in the soil now is that there is a very, very, very high probability your tree doesn't have the infestation, nor is there an infestation nearby. So you're subjecting your tree to some injury with injections that it doesn't need to be yet, or you're putting chemicals in the soil which aren't really doing any good and are certainly causing little harm. So let's hold off on protecting our trees until we do need to protect them.
So the next state south obviously has the emerald ash borer, so people along the southern border need to have some concern about that. How about the border states, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, etc.? Are they posing any kind of problem or threat right now?
Well, there is that infestation over in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's been there since about 2009, and oddly has not moved west from there since that time. And there is that isolated population in Boulder, Colorado, which was found, I believe, about 2 years ago now. So you brought up a good point. It's not that the folks in Yankton or Vermilion need to be looking south and waiting for the beetle to arrive. The beetle could arrive almost anywhere in the state or be detected almost anywhere in the state for the first time. Typically where we find it is where we're going to have a lot of people coming through with firewood or certainly camping. So camping areas are also prime targets. So the Lewis and Clark area would certainly be an area where you might expect it. Sioux Falls, because we get a lot of traffic through there. But also remember, a lot of vacationers coming through South Dakota go right to the Black Hills. So there's nothing saying that our first detection could not occur there.
As far as bringing firewood into the state, is it legal to bring it from another state, or is it just suggested that a person does not do that?
Correct. That would be interstate commerce. So we're really asking people, and by asking people, there are billboards up reminding people to buy firewood locally. It certainly goes out if you get a fishing license or hunting license and that you're out of state. So it's obviously very hard to stop people from doing it, but it's very easy to ask people to stop doing it. And a lot of people in this country are aware of emerald ash borer and aware of the fact that firewood can carry it. So, you know, compliance is actually fairly good. But I also encourage your small communities in South Dakota that have that little camping area in their town where people can pull off and camp for free, that someone go through that campground at least once a week, and if people have left firewood, that it ought to be picked up and checked to make sure it's not ash. And if it is ash, that it's not infested, and if they do find beetles, then it certainly give us a call. Because that, to me, is probably our most likely target, where some out-of-state camper just happens to bring some ash wood, they may not even be aware it's ash, and happens to leave some as they're picking up and leaving the next day.
Is it a given that the beetle will end up in South Dakota at some time?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I've been in China and that where this beetle can be found, and it looks a lot like South Dakota. The emerald ash borer, when it arrives here, will have a tear in its eyes that this reminds him and her of home. So when people say, no, our winters are too cold, our summers are too hot, our weather's horrible, that may be a good way to get unwanted house guests to leave, but the beetle's going to be right at home when it arrives here. And we prepared a buffet. South Dakota is highly dependent on ash. About a third of the trees in the state are ash. So when it does arrive, it's going to find quite a meal we've laid out for it.
I've got to take one of your classes someday. Man, what a fun interview. It's a serious subject, obviously, but no, I've enjoyed this. Dr. Ball, anything else you think we should cover as we wrap up?
Oh, yes, one more item that I think is very important.
All right.
And I do want people to be aware of it. The emerald ash borer will be detected interstate sooner or later. 3 years ago, I said it would be found within 5 years, and I might be found to be true. However, when we do find it, I also will want to remind people that I have also said we'll still have ash in our state 20 years from now. It took almost 20 years for Dutch elm disease to move from Minnehaha County, where it was initially found, to Harding County at the far western part of our state. And in other states, they've also found the same thing. In fact, there's still areas of Michigan that don't have emerald ash borer. So when emerald ash borer is detected in our state, certainly the community in which it's detected, you're going to see a lot of activity. But that doesn't mean if you're at the other end of the state, you need to start treatments or cut down your ash trees or do anything else other than be thankful you don't live in the town that we found it. So, you know, just relax. We'll track it as it goes. And when it's time to treat, we'll certainly let you know that.